بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue in this second session on the subject of the Islam, acceptance of Islam by the companions, by the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we will touch today on the Islam of the best of this Ummah, of this nation, after its Prophet, and that is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So in the hadith, related in Sahih al-Bukhari, عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال, أبي الدرداء related, he said, and this is in Sahih Bukhari, volume 5, book 57, number 13. نعم. Volume 5, book 57, number 13. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال, كنت جالسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ أقبل أبو بكر آخذا بطرف ثوبه حتى أبدى عن ركبته, فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أما صاحبكم فقد غامر. And this hadith narrated by Abi Darda, he said, while I was sitting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abu Bakr came lifting up one corner of his garment and covering his knee. So the Prophet ﷺ said, your companion has had a quarrel. Your companion has had a quarrel. فسلم, so Abu Bakr greeted by salam and said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, إنه كان بيني وبين ابن الخطاب شيء فأسرعت إليه ثم ندمت فسألته أن يغفر لي فأبى علي فأقبلت إليك. O Allah's Messenger, there was something in the quarrel between me and the son of Al-Khattab, meaning Umar. May Allah be pleased with both of them. I talked to him harshly and then regretted that and requested him to forgive me, but he refused. This is why I have come to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. May Allah forgive you, O Abu Bakr. Three times. He repeated it three times. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عُمَرْ نَدِمْ. In the meanwhile, Umar regretted. Regretted what? His refusal of Abu Bakr's excuse. فأتى منزل أبي بكر فسأل, أثم أبو بكر. He went to Abu Bakr's house and asked if Abu Bakr was there. فقالوا لا. They said no. فأتى إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and greeted him. فقال يا رسول الله والله أنا كنت أظلم. He said, he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, greeted him, and signs of displeasure appeared in the face of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And he said, by Allah, I was, عليكم السلام, I was more unjust to him. So he came to the Prophet ﷺ, greeted him, but signs of displeasure appeared on the face of the Prophet ﷺ till Abu Bakr pitied Umar. So he knelt and said twice, O Allah's Messenger, by Allah I was more unjust to him than to me, than he to me. Meaning, the Prophet ﷺ said, إن الله بعثني إليكم فقلتم كذب. وقال أبو بكر صدق. the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah sent me as a prophet to you, people, but you said to me, you are telling a lie. While Abu Bakr said, he has said the truth. وَوَسَانِ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ And he consoled me with himself and his money. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ تَارِكُوا لِي صَاحِبِي Then he said it twice, won't you then give up harming my companion? فَمَا أُوذِيَ بَعْدَهَا After that nobody harmed Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. And Abu Bakr, as Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما mentioned, he was the first of men, meaning to accept Islam. Was the first to accept Islam, meaning from men. And from the woman, as we know, was Khadija, which was our first story in this special discussion on the merits of the companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And from the freed slaves was Zayd bin Haritha. And from the boys was Ali bin Abi Talib. May Allah be pleased with all of them. The benefits of this. First benefit is that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the best of the companions. Is the best of the companions. And we know from another narration from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, which is narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri in volume 5, book 57, number 6, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed the people saying, Allah has given option to a slave to choose this world or what is with him, meaning with Allah. The slave has chosen what is with Allah. Abu Bakr wept. Abu Bakr wept. And we were astonished at his weeping caused by what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned as to a slave of Allah who had been offered a choice. We then later that Allah's Messenger himself was the person who was given the choice, and that Abu Bakr knew best of all of us. And that Allah's Messenger ﷺ added, the person who has favored me most of all, both with his company and wealth, is Abu Bakr. Is Abu Bakr. If I were to take a Khalil, a most beloved friend, other than my Lord, I would have taken Abu Bakr as such, but what relates us is the Islamic brotherhood and friendliness. All the gates of the mosque should be closed, except the gate of Abu Bakr. All the gates of the mosque should be closed, except the gate of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the best of the companions. And Umar and Ali radiallahu anhu used to say on the pulpit in Al-Kufa, the best of this ummah after its prophet is Abu Bakr bin Umar. The next benefit we learn that the Muslim should hasten to seek the excuse from the person whom he may have inflicted injustice upon him or did wrong to him, and should not delay that. Similarly, the case of the person who falls in a sin, disobedience to Allah, must hasten to repentance. forgiveness and pardoning is an Islamic manner and a distinguished one, which the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, were qualified with. The next benefit that the Muslim in his confession of his mistake and asking pardoning from the one whom he had done wrong to is a merit from the merits and the good merits and the noble character. The next benefit is that the mistake done by the people who are meritorious does not belittle their merit. All the children of Adam commit mistakes and errors and sin, and the best amongst them are those who hasten to make tawbah, repentance. From the benefits is that it is recommended for the person to check and observe the condition and the status of the individual whom he is sitting with, meaning what may appear on his face from changes which may reflect happiness or pleasure, or the opposite, anger or sadness. And from this hadith, this is taken from this narration that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu observed this change on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next benefit is that the knee is not from the awra. The knee itself is not from the awra, but rather it is the position of the end of the awra, because the awra of the male that body part which is forbidden for others, for him to expose in front of others, is from the navel to the knee. The next benefit the permissibility to praise an individual in his face if there is a benefit, and if the person feels secure that the one whom he is praising does not impart on him arrogance and the like, and false pride. If this is the situation, then in this case, it is permissible to praise him. Otherwise, no. If it is feared that this praise will cause a fitna to him, like feeling arrogant and etc., then it should be avoided. This is something from the merits of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. May Allah the Most High make us from those who love the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and defend them, because they were the ones who carried this deen to us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.